Welcome to episode 14 of Help Self with Matty, with me, Matty, from HelpSelfGuru.com, the podcast that helps you to help yourself through the self-help technique known as Help Self. Last time we looked at making success part of your daily schedule. Since listening, my friend Rob seems to have turned a corner with his new self-help business and is driving round in a bright yellow four-wheel drive in sunglasses and a handlebar moustache. This time we look at how to gain more equilibrium with the world and calm it right down about stuff. So, help selfers, put that kettle on and... It's terrible. In help self, we attempt to seek to try to attain a key ingredient of help self, something called balance. Less spiritual people often think this is something to do with your bank account, but in help self, balance is the ability to remain standing while everything around you is crumbling to dust and nothingness. And you need to be careful, because it's possible to do too much and reach a level of existence called overbalance, resulting in a grazed knee. In help self, we first need to calculate the amount of balance we already have. To do this, you need to take a long, hard look at your own life while standing on one leg. How do you feel? Are you calm or quite annoyed? Furious even. Analyze the things that make up your existence and place each item in one of two mind boxes. One called, ah, the other called, no. And remember to breathe, otherwise you might faint. So, breathe in. Allow your brain to think. See what's coming into your mind's eye. Sometimes nothing comes. Takes a while. Oh, hang on, here we go. Crisps. Put them in the R box. Now, what's this? Meditation. In the R box. Freeform poetry. R. Meter readings. No. Cleaning feces off your boot. No. Crisps. R. Wheelie bins. No. Neighbours. No. Number 32 bus. No. Crisps. Ah. Financial records. No. The microwave. Ah. Credit card. No. Earwax. Ah. Crisps. Ah. Piles. You get the idea. Sometimes you have to go pretty deep. But that's all part of help self, I guess. So now we've ascertained our current level of balance, we need to push to a higher plane of being by introducing something new amongst all the purposelessness. Perhaps by taking up a new hobby. A good one might be making your own tonic wine, like Trappist monks do. Some of them make a good profit out of it by selling to enthusiasts in rundown city centres. Alternatively, the other day I saw some bloke on TV fermenting vegetables, and he said eating kimchi and sauerkraut and gherkins makes him happy, despite the wind issues. And I've already got some vegetables fermenting in the bottom of my cupboard, so I'm halfway there. Speaking of eating, a good help selfer chews food 37 times per mouthful. Nothing to do with balance, just helps with the heartburn and belching. Makes mealtimes last for hours though, so then you've not got any time for hobbies. But the main thing to balance your life is to free yourself of material worries. Some people obsess about money and they forget about just being. Although, if we could just be without having to pay for electricity or gas, that would make me a bit more balanced, I have to admit. And have you seen how much a litre of tonic wine costs these days? No wonder Trappists look balanced. Smug, even. No, we've got to rise above the monks, dispel the material world, eat rotting carrots, chew in more than most feel necessary, and only then can we begin to wonder what we're actually doing with our lives. To round this message home, here's a song that I've entitled Episode 14.
Gotta pay your energy bills, gotta stop taking all those pills, gotta pay your council tax. Gotta do this and you gotta do that. Do not sweat the small stuff. You know life's a load of guff. Everybody's navel's always got a bit of blue fluff.
Inflation. Fermentation. Mastication.
It's chewing.
In the end you've got to spend, and spending costs money. But some things in life are tax deductible. If you're self-employed, Are you self-employed, would you say? Do you do a tax return? This area is grey.
Inflation. Fermentation. Mastication.
It's chewing.
Submission of your own accounts is a major feat. From April 6th to April 5th, keep hold of your receipts. Declare by Jan the 31st, or incur interest and feel worse. Pay by midnight of the same, or there's only you to blame.
Inflation. Fermentation. Mastication.
It's chewing.
How about some homebrew ale that knocks you right out without fail? You could start to sell it on the side. Any profit you would need to hide by setting up a shell company offshore on the Isle of Jersey. That way any broker at a glance could not deny your good balance.
Inflation. Fermentation. Mastication.
It's chewing.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Help Self and it helps you to add more balance to yourself. Although, to be honest, there are only so many hours in the day and a lot of them are taken up trying to find stuff you've put down somewhere. To sign up for the full program, please DM me on Instagram. And for more information on handlebars, just put handlebars into any search engine, remembering that cycling is a hobby that genuinely requires strong balance and bottom fabric. Next time, we'll be considering all things karma and asking, when will my friend Rob come around? Because I miss him. So until then, help selfers, boomerang!